Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And our recipe that's going to finish us off this week is my blackberry chicken salad and iceberg lettuce wrap. This is such an incredible recipe because it's so healthy for you. Well, we tend to forget that berries and nuts have so much wonderful natural protein that can suffice for a legitimate diet. So I want to make sure that everybody understands truly that these blackberries, they're full of antioxidants. They're powerful little health boosters. So eat as many berries as you possibly can. And we did a lot of sweet dishes this week, but this one we're going to finish off with a nice savory dish that's going to really get everybody excited. This is my blackberry chicken salad with iceberg lettuce wrap. Let's get started. Once again, we are doing it big over here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And we're going to start off first with 2 cups of roasted chicken breast. Now, I prefer sous vide. If you're not familiar with what sous vide is, you can email me. And always remember, anybody that has any questions regarding any of these recipes, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. But something I have so many times that drives me nuts and why I think we all have a big problem with chicken is it's always overcooked. It's dry. It's lindiness. We don't want to eat chicken anymore because we're just sick of it. But if you have it cooked the right way, I promise you it is amazing. So we're going to take the 2 cups of roasted chicken breasts. I'm going to add in 1 cup of toasted macadamia nuts. There's a word you guys haven't heard in a while. Macadamia nuts. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise. I can show you how to make fresh mayonnaise, or if you just want to buy the regular mayo, that's fine by me. But let's just go with the pre-made one for now, just to be safe. Then we're going to add in 1/4 cup of berries. And in our case, we're going to be using blackberries. And I want to make sure those blackberries are nice. And they don't have to be chopped up, but at least cut them in half at least. We don't want to have these big berries just sticking out there. We're going to put to taste salt and pepper because we always got to make sure we have our seasoning together. Now, remember, with salt and pepper, you want to make sure that you taste the difference, but you don't taste the salt. If you taste the salt, you've over-seasoned, and that's not what we want. And the same thing with red leaf lettuce. We're going to do that to taste as well. And we're going to go ahead and put that mixture into those lettuce cups. In a separate bowl, I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of mustard, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. And this is going to make our beautiful honey mustard brown sugar glaze that's going to go in here. And that sweetness and the tartness from the berries, the sweetness from our nice little mix there with our honey mustard and that savory chicken is going to be amazing. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.